Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There's a show out there called Squid Games, and it's hugely popular. I knew nothing about it until my youngest son told me. He's like, hey, Dad, you want to watch Squid Games? And I'm like, why do I want to watch Squid Games? And I didn't know what it was. I was like, do they train squids to do something? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Squid Games, all over the news. It's a game where people who are destitute in South Korea are offered a chance to solve their financial problems by participating in a series of games. And these are childhood games played by South Koreans. Some of them you know, and some of them you may not. I didn't know some of the games, but one of them was the one where the guy turns around and you run, and then when he turns back around, you have to be frozen. You have to be stopped. Okay, so anyway, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but the games end up being far more harmless than they appear, and you have to go through six games in order to get this pot, which is probably worth, I don't know what, $1 billion. I don't know the translation of the Korean yuan to the dollar, but it ends up being 450-something billion yuan, which I think is probably $500 million. So, understand this about the game. And this is not just about Squid Game. There's Squid Games. Understand this about the game, and I'm using the backdrop of Squid Games, which a lot of people have seen as the metaphor. And if you've seen it, if you've seen Squid Games, then you know what I'm talking about. Here's the thing. If there's a game, then somebody is controlling the game. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who is you are listening to? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So back to Squid Games. Somebody is controlling the game, which means somebody has to decide on the rules of the game, and they give you the rules of the game. They say, you sign up for this game, you can leave if the majority of the people want to leave. But if you don't leave, then you must finish the game. You know, it's pretty simple rules of this game. And then you get in the game, and then they start making more rules. So the overall concept of the game is you agree you want to join the game. Yes, I agree. I want to win this $500 million to pay off all my bills. And the thing of it is whoever's left at the end, they get the money. They don't tell you whether it's one person or it could be 10 people. Whoever's left at the end of the game can get the money. Majority can vote out. You could vote out. It could get down to the last 7 people, and if 4 people want to quit and 3 people don't, then you quit. Money gets forfeited. And I could go on. But each game has its own rules within the game. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I want you to understand something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're in the midst of the game. And the game is the game of life. And the good Lord gave it to you. And he gave you a set of rules that are in a Bible. Or whatever, maybe it's in your Torah. But the rules are there. And then you get in the game, and then other people start to manipulate the game. So you start wondering, well, who's really in control of my life when somebody tells me I got to take a vaccine? I didn't sign up for that. Do you remember signing a piece of paper saying you're going to play in this game? Well, see, God gave you a game. And you signed up in a piece of paper, whether through your religion or non-religious beliefs or whatever, but you signed your own paper. But somebody else said, no, no, no. You signed up to enter my game. And now that you're in my game, I'm going to make you take a shot. I'm going to hold life and death over you. Those of you who've seen Squid Games, you know what I'm talking about. So somebody is deciding the rules of the game in your game. And here's what's interesting about the game you're currently playing. You are not the rule maker. You are not the shot caller. Did you ever think that you would not be in control of your life if you live a crime-free life? In other words, you're not hurting anybody. You're not going to get locked up behind bars. Why is it you are not in control of your life? Think about everything that is happening to you under this demented fool, this moron that has been illegally placed into office. And ask yourself, what role are you playing in the game? Now, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. Far too many of you do not believe you're powerful enough to be a shot caller in your own game. I'm going to show you people who are shot callers in their own game. You're listening to one. When I got called by Fox and they said, Kevin, you better take that tweet down or you'll lose your job. And I said, screw you. I was my shot caller. Not Fox, not the people who were setting the narrative that women are virtuous and don't lie and men are scumbags with toxic masculinity. I refused to accept those rules of the game. So screw you. Too many people relegate the authority of their lives to others. You are a shot caller. You may not think you're a big deal, but let me tell you, you shot call your life and watch what happens around you. Watch what your kids do. You think your kids will become shot callers of their own lives? You think the people around them will become shot callers of their own lives? See, politicians take the power that nobody seems to want. That is the power over themselves. Put another way. What happens if the people in Nancy Pelosi's district decide not to reelect her? You think she's got dominion over that? What if they just decide, we're done with her? All these little bitty people that have no meaning to her that she says she represents. So anyway, that's my take on Squid Games, and you can watch it. The other thing I like about Squid Games is it references my alma mater, SMU, and one of the guys is a graduate of SMU, and it's a big deal to him. Oh, he went to SMU, and I thought, that's pretty cool. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Things are not going well for the left, particularly when it comes to selling the concept of the old Wu Flu vaccine. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Not going too well. Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Still going around the country. I saw over the weekend college kids in campus or in arenas, football stadiums, not arenas, all over the country still chanting about their beloved, I use my finger quotes, president. Let's go, Brandon. Which, of course, you know the translation of that. So things aren't going well for Joe Biden. Things aren't going well for the people who want you to believe that you should be taking a shot for something that is not going to kill you. And in fact, that shot will do you a lot more damage than they want to tell you. And they won't just give you the real rationale behind it because that would be far too sinister. You can't know what's really going on with this shot because you would be appalled. The idea that pharmaceutical companies would make something that would make you dependent. Let me tell you, if you think a drug dealer is bad, a dude that goes out and shoots you up with heroin and keeps you wanting a drug, you know, to where you just, you'll do anything. You'll sell your body. You'll sell your kids. You think they're bad? Here's a group of people who are sanctioned by the government to give you a shot that's going to kill your immune system and make you dependent upon the drug that they give you. Why are they doing this? Because somebody at the top of the pyramid has decided we're at a point, a tipping point, for people in the world. We want to control this. And folks, this is not just a United States-based individual. This is a worldwide consortium of elitists who are playing an elaborate game on you, much like what I talked about in the first segment, Squid Games. It's a way for people to kill each other, and people go, oh, I understand. They wanted the money, right? And I'm probably giving too much away if you haven't seen Squid Games. Interesting thing if you want to watch it. So the games continue. We're going to talk about violence here in a bit and in a couple of cities. And as when we discuss this, I want you to understand it happens everywhere. It isn't like we isolate one place and we say that's it. This is what's happening all over the country. The game is being played. I want you, okay, let's put these people in perspective, and I'm going to get into this more in a bit. But let's say we talk about Chicago all the time and the number of people who are killed every weekend in Chicago, whatever the number is, dozens will be shot and a certain number will be killed. Well, just think about that in the context of the thing Squid Games, where we've come to accept this. It's acceptable violence. Why? What are we getting to? The sad news about Chicagoans is nobody's going to get to this big pot of money. And they didn't sign up for it so they could say, well, this will pay all my bills or send my little Johnny to college or little Susie, take little Susie off the pole. No, they're just involved in it. They're involved in an elaborate game where the rules are changing all the time. But here's what's not going to happen. The game's not going to change. So there you go. I put it in the context of Wu Flu, and we're going to cover a lot of this. We've covered this for the last 20 months, but we will continue to cover it because it's going to continue to be a big deal. Censorship around what you can say, what you can't say. So The Hill was talking about this story where a Fox News host was censored. They're not going to give America the real news. Despite pretending to be a conservative or lean conservative outlet, Fox News isn't really fair and balanced on certain issues, and Wu Flu is one of those subjects. So John Roberts made the mistake of going against the Wu Flu vaccine narrative of it being 100% safe, and I'm going to tell you something that they won't tell you. Somebody at Fox told him to take down his post. He tweeted that the former Secretary of State Colin Powell's death from COVID-19 implications raises new concerns about the long-term efficacy of the vaccine. He had been fully vaccinated, Colin Powell, and you know, supposedly he was diagnosed from multiple myeloma, which is a blood cancer that weakens the body's inability to protect against infection. So they're going to tell you he had comorbidities, which is what I told you the other day. They can't just tell you, no, he died once he got the shot. So he deleted his tweet. John Roberts deleted his tweet that said, the fact that Colin Powell died from a breakthrough COVID infection raises new concerns about how effective vaccines are long term. What, doesn't it? Of course it does. Any fool would go, well, geez, you know, he got the shot, he took the shot, and he died right at whatever within the time frame that they allow people to get to claim it was the vaccine. And it was immediate backlash. Plenty of those responding that Powell's age and his health history put him at risk of death. Now, again, the comorbidities are the reason why he died. It isn't the shot. But when it was time to claim Wu flu and there were comorbidities, what did they say? No, no, no. It was the Wu flu that killed him, not those bullets to the back of the head. So John Roberts tried to follow up and he says, well, hey, listen, I want to be very clear that I wasn't saying the vaccine isn't safe. I've been vaccinated. I've done PSAs on Fox saying I was vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. He wants to become the poster child of all things vaccinated. Why? Because somebody slapped his hand. Somebody went, hey, you need to take that tweet down. So he takes it down by explaining, no, I'm not saying don't get vaxxed. I believe in the vaccination. Oh, please do. You should all get it. Yeah, whatever, whatever. While he's talking about, I want you to understand what he said originally. I want to go back to that. He says, doesn't this lead to questions about the effectiveness of this vaccine? And I remind you, he just said it. He just literally tweeted, well, listen, people have to take pause here now that this is happening. No. Oh, but no. Don't do that. I'm going to be the poster child for go get that shot now. See, that's the media. Those are the sellout media types where John Roberts is more concerned about his paycheck than he is about telling you the truth. He could have said, hey, look, you can do what you want to do, but this is a legitimate question. And there are people who don't want to get this vaccine who are raising this question. And it's legit. But he didn't do it. And having some experience with Fox, having been there 3 years and knowing what they tell you when something doesn't fit the narrative, I guarantee you they backed him off.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in our nation's capital. House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi holding an event on climate change with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer and other Democratic senators Wednesday morning. The speaker saying addressing climate change with infrastructure legislation means more than just rebuilding roads and bridges.
We're talking about creating good-paying jobs. This is about jobs. We're creating, honoring our responsibilities to our children. We're talking about health issues, clean air, clean water.
The lawyer for Brian Laundrie's family says articles of clothing belonging to Gabby Petito's fiancé have been found. The items were found in the Florida Nature Park where authorities have searched for Laundrie. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The stage is set for a showdown vote in the Senate on a Democratic voting rights bill today. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calling the vote the Democrats' latest election takeover scheme.
Washington Democrats have offered a rotating merry-go-round of rationales to explain why they need to federalize voting laws and take over all of American elections themselves.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side of the aisle, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate, accusing Republicans of aiming to restrict voting in states. Facebook is set to change its name.
Facebook is changing its name. That's the story out of several media outlets that are reporting the social media giant's about to launch a big rebranding campaign that will include a new name for the company. And CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to talk about it at a news conference next week. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're in the midst of a game, and it's called the Game of Life. And the question about this particular game is, who controls your game? Do you control your game, or do other people control your game? Now, you can't control every aspect of your life. That's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is it's an ever-evolving thing. You're evolving internally. As you're a kid, you evolve, you become more aware, and then when you finally get to the point where you're on your own, you're 18 years old, and you have a black belt in life, now you start going up. Do I want to get my second degree, my third degree, my fourth degree black belt in life? Which means, how much charge are you willing to take in control of your life? So I'll give you some examples. You may say, you know what, I'm going to go work for somebody else. Good for you. That's a nice start. But you're going to stay a first degree black belt, because until you decide you're going to go out on your own, you can't get your second degree black belt. No, you're still under the tutelage. You're learning under other people. But if you decide, no, you know what? I've been in corporate America enough. I'm going to take that gamble. I'm going to go out and do my own thing. You begin controlling your destiny. That is your road to becoming a Ronin, a warrior. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're speaking with, or listening to speak. I always like to see if I can fool you into thinking you're the one speaking, even though you may be talking to your radio right now, but that doesn't count. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. If you think he's got such a brilliant mind, and I do. I always love when my producers go, but they roll their eyes. Oh, man, you people are fun. So you go through life and you make these transitions and you get further and further away from stability, so to speak, right? The chaos is, you know, so for example, you leave a job and you go into, or maybe you get fired. Now you have a level of instability. And the question about how your life is going to, how you're going to be is, how do you react? Who flipped the switch? So in the case of you having a job, see, somebody else can fire you. That means you're not the shot caller. But when you have your own work, your own job, you take that away. You control your life. You homeschool your kids? If you do, congratulations, because you take the shot calling away from a system that doesn't want to educate your kids but wants to indoctrinate your kids. So you become the shot caller. And as you get more and more off the grid, so to speak, less dependent upon the government, believe it or not, they hate you for it. Even though you're still paying those taxes, right, homeschoolers? You're still paying those property taxes to finance that indoctrination for other kids. Hey, capitalists, that don't work for other people. You know what you do? Not only do you pay your have to pay your piece of the FICA, you're now paying double because you're your own employer. 15.2% of your money. That is a 15.4. Anyway, that goes into an insurance account for your Social Security, even though you are working for your own security. I want you to understand this. If you're an entrepreneur and you make $200,000 a year, $30,000 of your money is going into a service that you will probably never get to use. Can you imagine if you put $30,000 away from age 25 to 65 and let it just do what it do? Let money do what it do? What would happen? So anyway, all these things that leftists want you to believe, they want you to feel like they're giving you security. You have security when we send your kid to our schools. We will educate them for you. You have security when you work in corporate America, whom they control, and you will have security. If you come live in our cities and you come, you know, capitulate to our rules and be a robo-citizen, you can have security. You feel safe when you're around Democrats or their policies? Do you feel like your company is going to thrive when the leftist comes in and says, I'm going to bring OSHA, the EPA, the IRS, and, I don't know, unions, and a host of other things? Do you feel safe as an entrepreneur? How about those schools? You happy with them? You happy with the sexualization of your kids? The fact that they aren't teaching them the things that they need to adjust to life? That these kids come out cream puffs and snowflakes? And how about those other problems the big cities have that they've solved for you, right? The utopias. You feel safe? I'd love to know where the Me Too movement is on this particular story, where a man is charged with raping a woman on a commuter train just outside of Philadelphia. I'd love to hear them talk about this. I'm sure this dude who raped this woman in public was just a gentle giant on his way to college. The guy harassed this woman for more than 40 minutes, and nobody said a word. Glad you guys are here at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Please spread the word. If anything is resonating inside of you, if you are like, man, that's a different concept. I never thought of it that way. If any of that type of thing happens while you're listening to this program, you're remiss in not telling somebody. You come check this dude out. Half the time, I don't even remember what I talk about. It's really funny. Those of you who've listened to the program know that when I come up with these concepts, I really believe it's inspired by God. I don't even believe, have to believe that. I know it's inspired by God. Everything that I do has some level of inspiration by God because I'm a firm believer. It's not always right, necessarily. It's for you to decide because your life can differ from mine. But my perspective is going to be something you probably haven't dealt with. And if you feel that way, I encourage you to share it with others. So anyway, I'm talking about the game. This woman that got up this day and said, I'm going to do my commute in Philadelphia on a system where they've ask me to get on it so I can save the whales and the trees and the spotted owls, because a commuter train is better than you taking your own gas-guzzling car, right? And they tricked her into moving to Philadelphia and said, come on in here. Look, we got the Liberty Bell, and you got all these great restaurants that you can't go to unless you wear a mask or unless you get vaccinated, etc. But hey, come on into our cities and enjoy everything that's here. And so this woman goes there, and she jumps on a train, which she's trained to do, pardon the pun, and a guy starts to harass her. Now, you would think that we live in a world where they would say, boy, stop bullying this woman, and everybody would step up and say, hey, 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 you, mister, what are you doing over there, buddy? Mr. Black man harassed him. By the way, I don't know what color the woman is. They won't tell us, so I'm going to bet you she's probably white. But anyway, the colors don't matter to me because the atrocity is the atrocity. This is a woman that got up in a routine day thinking, I'm going to go to work, or I'm going to go do some shopping, or I'm going to go do whatever. And she's playing by the rules, but she went on this train, so she's not gas guzzling and, you know, committing all kind of heinous crimes against the atmosphere or the climate, because, you know, that's the biggest existential threat to man. And for the record, while you're listening to me tell you this story, don't lose sight that climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind, outside of not getting the vaccine and toxic masculinity and, you know, a host of other things. So, normal day for this young lady, gets up, goes to the train station, the L in Philadelphia, jumps on, the guy was harassing her, he gets on at the same location as she is, so he's obviously clocked her. That means he's checking her out. He's casing her. So he's cocked her. She's going, I don't know where she's going. So he harasses her for 40 minutes. And do you know what happened? Is more than 24 train stops pass as this man harassed, groped, and ultimately raped this woman. You want to know what the passengers were doing in this utopia? I know you're ahead of me. They were filming it. That's what was happening. So, not a single witness on this train dialed 911. But Democrats want you to believe that these places are safe. They've built this world for you where you can live freely among it, and we all just, you know, sing kumbaya every day. Not one. Wednesday night, North Philadelphia. Woman's probably going home. They pull the man, the police pull this man off this woman at the last stop. As she was harassed and brutalized, and not a single person in Philadelphia lifted a finger to help her. Which tells me, again, she was not a woman of color. She got what she deserved is what many people are going to tell you. But see, we have a bigger problem in Philadelphia and Chicago and all these other places. Police need to be vaccinated. Yeah, and squad cars need to be made green. Because we've got bigger problems than commuters getting raped in front of citizens on trains. I mean, surely you understand the existential threats that I've just explained to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The backdrop of everything we're talking about this hour is the TV series Squid Games, where it was filmed in South Korea. By the way, very good English overdub in that thing if you've seen it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, in Squid Games, you volunteer to sign up for the game. Everybody that's in it probably is destitute. They've, you know, they're overspent, overstrapped. Does that just sound like a lot of the world? That's not even going to world. Does it sound like a lot of America where people are literally two paychecks away from devastation and doom, hardly any money in the bank, and dependent upon the government for, I don't know what the numbers were. I know it's well over 50% of the population now gets some form of government assistance. Oh, something's causing me to lose my breath in here. I can't handle certain scents anymore. That's why I hate the mask. I don't know when's the last time I had a mask on. Probably when I flew. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Squid Games. So you're strapped. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, let's play a game. And you could win $10,000 if you do certain things. And the people go, wow, that's cool. So they play this game at the airport or, you know, at a bus station or whatever. And then they say, hey, if you want to win more, you should enter this game. And they give you a card and you can decide to call. So I want you to understand, if somebody knows your life to the level that you go, they know you're about to lose your house. And you're contemplating suicide so you can protect your family and they can get the insurance policy. And somebody walks up to you and says, hey, here's a card. You can play this game, win lots of money. Just sign away this. How many Americans might sign up for something like that? Anyway, the whole thrust of it to me is this. We're in this elaborate game, the game of life, and I want you to just consider the concept of what I'm talking about. You're born into a world with your parents. They hold dominion over you to a time, but you turn 18 years old and you've learned these basic principles of life. You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. Where I need you, I'll ask for help, etc., and you're good to go. And you believe that your life is yours to live as you please. You want to stumble upon some mushrooms and suck on them and have a, you know, a psychotropic trip? Whatever. You want to smoke some plant and go meet your ancestors? Fine. Whatever you decide to do, it's up to you. And then somebody comes along and says, you know, hey, we got to put some rules in. Did you see that guy freak out when he ate that mushroom? We got to stop people from freaking out when they eat the mushroom. Or, do you see that guy smoke that plant? He dried it out and he smoked it. We got to make a rule for that. Or maybe it got popular and somebody goes, man, that's pretty cool. You know, who knows how the rules got implemented? But along the way, rules got implemented. Now, I realize the Bible gave you a lot of rules. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not have no other God before thee, and etc., right? We got our commandments, and the Jews got a lot more rules with the Torah. But the point is, rules were established, and most of these rules we agreed to in some form or another because they fit. But then certain rules became very pervasive in your life, you know. And now we're at a point where it isn't about just be good to thy fellow man and the golden rule and things like this. It's you will, thou shalt take the vaccine or thou shalt not eat. Thou shalt put thy children in indoctrination centers, etc. Thou shalt live in crime-infested third world crap holes known as cities that will be run by Democrat kings and queens and princes and whatever. I don't know. What are the other things that are royal? So that's where we are. And let me just say how crazy it is in these big cities. You ready? Apparently, in Chicago, for the Chicago Police Department to get vaccinated is more important for Chicago's Mayor Lightfoot than stopping the rampant crime that is in her city every single day. It's more important for her to get her police vaccinated. And there's a pushback from the police unions, the law enforcement unions, saying don't get it.
We're a union. There's collective bargaining rights that have to be maintained and honored here, which the city refused to do from the beginning. They were literally trying to push this policy through by a mandate and by a dictator. Secondly, we have a profession that nobody wants to work in. It gave us a little bit stronger position. You can't lay off or get rid of thousands of cops because you'll never replace them. We can't even replace what we got now, the attrition rate. You multiply that by a couple thousand, the city would have had a very early shopping spree this weekend.
Well, threatening police officers, though, is what Lori Lightfoot did at her press conference. She made a not-so-subtle dig at you. Watch.
they're going to show up, they're going to report for duty, and they're going to comply with a legal directive from the city and an order from the police department. Anything less would be insubordination. And I hope that members of the department are not led over the cliff without a parachute by anybody who tells them they can just ignore legal, proper direction.
John, your response.
Just because she says it doesn't make it so. It is not a legal, proper directive. She knows it, they know it, and our members know it. We had a special meeting last night of membership, and I can tell you, we had the place stuffed more people than had ever been at any meeting in my 26 years on this job. And it was unanimous across the board. Hold the line, don't bend. It's not John Catanzara. It's not John Catanzara pushing this. John Catanzara is the mouthpiece for the FOP members who want something done on their behalf.
But, John, apparently she's saying tonight that they will, if they're forced to do so, deploy the National Guard to replace any deficit or make up for any deficit in police officers. Pritzker.
Well, it's nice
Pritzker
she decided.
Saying that. Not Lightfoot, it's Pritzker, Governor Pritzker.
Well, it's nice he said that this year. Where was he last year during the riots? He sat in Springfield and didn't do nothing while Chicago
Fair
burned.
Point.
But the reality is the National Guard does not have police arrest powers. They can stand there, they can kind of quell civil unrest, but they can't arrest anybody. We had 12,000 guns. We're slated to take 12,000 guns off the city of Chicago streets this year. The National Guard can't do that.
All right, John.
You would think there's bigger problems in this city, but I guess not.
I so like that dude. Chicago. He did that in Chicago. He did anything in Chicago. That was awesome. I like that dude. I'm going to meet that guy. Because, man, that is love, love, love this. And here's the thing. So he's talking about we got collective bargaining. But he goes, look, they can't replace us. And the National Guard, let me tell you what happens the first time a National Guard person gets killed. Because, see, cops are being killed. They're prepared for it. National Guard, these are the former insurance people that retired from the military. I mean, they're settling into different types of life. They are not ready for what cops face day in and day out. I'm not taking anything away from them. It's just the truth. But let's talk about Chicago. This last weekend. And you know, as guys know, I'm always giving you these statistics, but I want to put it in the backdrop of Squid Games. Are you in the game and how are you playing the game? Well, let me tell you this. This is a good weekend for Chicago, by the way. There were 21 shootings, including one involving an 11-year-old boy, and there were 4 murders. 22 people were shot, 4 were fatally wounded from 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday. Victims ranged in age from 11 to 51. The Wu flu doesn't even kill in this range. 11 to 51. And I want to just describe, the youngest victim was in the living room of a home on South King Drive in Bronzeville just before 2 a.m. when he suffered a gunshot wound to his right thigh. The victim was with 2 other kids ages 8 and 12 at the time. Police later determined he was shot by the 8-year-old who accidentally discharged the handgun. Of the 4 murder victims who were killed in separate incidents, police are still working on one person's age. But the others were, get this, 29, 31, and 41. Separately, a suspect fired at officers as they tried to stop him on Wilcox Street Sunday night. Officers in an unmarked car tried to stop the male who was standing on the street with 2 other men after observing a bulge protruding from his jacket. He ran off but shot at the police, who did not return fire. They took one person into custody, though it was not clear if the person was the shooter. So this is what the National Guard has to face as they decide to enter a new phase of their game. Because some shot caller has decided you're going to put your life on the line and you're going to enter the game. And by the way, there is no money waiting for you at the end of it. The only thing waiting for you is a possible death sentence, or you could serve time in prison. I'm going to leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.